Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Yeah. WFAN, WFAN-FM, WFAN-FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station. It's Boomer and Geo on The Fan and the CBS Sports Network.
Tuesday morning, New York City, what is up? It is the Boomer and Geo program on The Fan and CBS Sports Network. We've got Eddie, we've got Al, we've got Schwartzy the Snowman, and you, of course, as well. At 888-808-1019, coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough Studio. Once again, the boys are out. They'll be back next Monday after their much-deserved vacation. So it is myself, Joe Beningo, for another 4 hours. Yesterday, we got the 5 p.m. Eastern Met game. You got the trip back across to St. Louis. They go back to Colorado now tonight. But all in all, a very good day for the Metsies and a good night as they got themselves even on the road trip. Good morning, Joe B. How you be?
Jerry, how are you, bro?
I'm pumped up. I'm pumped up today.
Because nice of the nice, win last solid, night. Tidy win.
Nice win last night. No aggravation. You know, I one thing about this game, and I think this really jumped out at me last night, okay? And Minaya, obviously, all of a sudden, this guy's turning into Sandy Koufax. I mean, he's been great. 14 straight innings without a run, all of that. He's
big
been terrific.
Pitches and big spots.
Big pit, all right. Tremendous, no doubt about it. But you look at the game last night. Who got the big hits?
Tyrone Taylor.
Harrison Bader. That's exactly Tyrone right. Taylor. And probably the hottest hitter on the team right now, Jeff McNeil.
Well, it's about time.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I agree. And I think for, you know, it's funny. We spent a lot of time yesterday talking about how, you know, the Mets can't hit with runners in scoring position. They were a disaster in Anaheim with runners in scoring. All true. There's no question about it. But it's funny how when you don't watch other teams, you just assume that they're going and they're doing fine, and you see a team that's got Nolan Arenado.
The White Sox aren't doing too well.
Well, we know that, but you got Arenado and Goldschmidt, the quarter marks of that Cardinals infield.
And unfortunately for me, because Monday night I have cornhole, I could not actually watch the game. I tried to listen as much as I could with the Odyssey app.
Right.
And then watch the extended highlights this morning. The thing that was littered throughout the highlight package that MLB put out was the Cardinal announcers basically saying the same thing about their team, that this club cannot get a hit with runners in scoring position. And last night, you had five innings where, as great as Manaea was, and he was, I ain't taking nothing away from him, you got back-to-back double-digit strikeout performances going six, seven innings in a day and age where if guys go five, we celebrate them. You know, they came up lame in every spot with guys in scoring position, and it's just funny how we kill the Mets, and yet if you look around baseball, a lot of other teams have the same problem.
Well, they're not getting it from the two big guys. I mean, you know, look, I'm not following the Cardinals all the time, but you look at the numbers of Goldschmidt and Arenado. I mean, these guys are, what's going on with these guys?
But we wouldn't, not being in St. Louis, would you have even thought of that before yesterday?
No, absolutely not. I knew Goldschmidt wasn't having a great year. I looked at Arenado. He's got 11 home runs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are you serious?
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. He did get a double last night, but still. I mean, look, if those guys aren't going to hit, it's not going to go too well for the Cardinals.
No doubt. But the whole thing with Manaea, though, to start there before we get to the offense that you alluded to, because there were a lot of different things you liked in this game.
Yep.
But Manaea was, you know, when he pitched for Oakland, he was a solid starter. He was never great, but very solid. And I thought when the Mets signed him, he was one of those pieces, I thought, with Quintana, I thought with Senga, I thought with Severino, guys that got something to prove, which is why, you know, I've always thought that you would get maybe not dominant starting pitching this year, but I thought it would be good enough for them to give the team a chance to win most times they went out and took the mound. You're right. His last couple, Joe, have been as good back-to-back starts as we've seen.
Yeah. 14 innings, no runs. He struck out double digits in both games. You mentioned that he got out of a couple big jams, got a big double play ball at one point in the game yesterday. Nah, he's been phenomenal. I mean, he's pitching like an ace right now.
Yeah. Oh, there's no
question. He's pitching like a number one starter right now.
And the other thing too, when you look at what he has done and what the rotation has done, is while you wanted them to go out and make bigger moves, and they got Paul Blackburn, and we'll see him again, I guess it's tomorrow. But a good start in Anaheim on Friday night. It makes you also look at the starting rotation that, again, as you go down the stretch, assuming Severino's interesting because he was terrible his last time out. He gave you three innings, gave up a bunch of runs.
Yep.
And now you're in Colorado tonight. So I am curious to see how he pitches. But putting him aside, you still feel like when you go out, you don't have to win games 12-10, 13-9, something like that. And then on the offense, we talked a lot about, there were a couple of callers yesterday talking about they felt like the Mets were falling back into that. If they don't hit the home run ball, they're not scoring runs. Well, they scored in a variety of different ways last night, which was nice to see as well with the wide, you know, a couple of guys on base, you get the wild pitch.
Yep.
And maybe a little sigh of relief as that run comes across. And then the big Tyrone Taylor may not be batting 350. And if you're
He's been tremendous, Tyrone Taylor.
Mississippi watching baseball, you've never heard of Tyrone Taylor.
Right. I never heard of him until the Mets got him, to be very honest
about it. And while he's not going to win a batting title this year, can you think of how many big hits this guy's had this season?
Not only catches. Big hits. Right. And he made one yesterday, too, at the wall.
Yep, he did.
Yeah, I think it was
makes it look easy.
Nah, Tyrone Taylor has been tremendous. Yeah, I got to give Stearns credit for these lower-level guys that he's brought in that have been terrific. Harrison Bader's been tremendous. He got a big RBI hit yesterday, too, to give him a 2-0 lead. He's played great defense. You know, he's been tremendous. Tyrone Taylor's been tremendous. Luis Torrens, why did the Yankees get rid of this guy? He's good.
Yeah.
I mean, he's playing a lot for a backup catcher.
And a guy that Carlos Mendoza very familiar with.
Right.
And
it
works.
Yeah.
And you talk about Iglesias.
Oh my God, Iglesias. OMG, baby.
Yeah. The energy that he brought to this team when he got here, to me, is comparable to the Jazz Chisholm arrival with the Yankees. It seems like it infuses life into a team again. So you're right. Like, you just mentioned three, four guys that is not amongst the core of, and Lindor's been great. Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that they're not part of this, but when you thought about this team when the season began, you thought about Alonso. You thought about Lindor. You didn't think about J.D. Martinez because he wasn't on the team yet. You thought about Jeff McNeil.
Yep.
And instead, while McNeil is starting to heat up and while Lindor has been phenomenal since moving to the leadoff spot, you are right. Those three or four other pieces have had almost as big an impact on this team because they've come up big in big spots.
Yeah, they really have. I mean, you got to give Stearns credit for bringing those guys in. Obviously, J.D. Martinez, it still bothers me sometimes that a lot of these guys fish for pitches that make me crazy, I got to tell you. And he does as well. But, I mean, not just, you know, his presence in the lineup, you know, but the fact that what he's done in the locker room. And you keep hitting about, you know, these guys, you keep hearing them talk on SNY about how, you know, he's in the locker room, he's in the clubhouse, they're all sitting around, they're talking about hitting. They're talking about hitting on a plane ride coming from Anaheim to St. Louis with JD. So he's been a big factor, too, with this team, no doubt about it. I got to get on Pete for one thing.
Yeah.
And you saw what happened last night.
Yep.
They moved him back to five. They put Taylor in the two hole, right? Carlos puts Taylor in the two hole and he gets the big hit, the big bases clearing double. But here's what Pete ticked me off last night. He hits this pop fly into right field, okay? And he gets thrown out at second trying to stretch it into a double. If he's running hard, completely out of the box, he would have walked into second base.
Yeah, well.
Come on.
But how many times have we seen this over the years? You saw it with Gleyber Torres. Buddy hit a home run. He's jogging the first and ends up with a single instead of a double. It happens all the time.
But the ball, Jerry, the ball's up the right field. Okay,
with you.
Run hard. This ball's in no man's land. It's a chance it's going to drop. What are you doing?
And people have mocked Brandon Nimmo for him sprinting to first base on a walk. But, you know, you can put that aside. You know what Brandon Nimmo does on every batted ball? He sprints.
He does.
And he makes the
Pete
defense
Rose,
make a tough
sprint
play.
In him. Yep.
He does, but that's a mentality that most of these guys don't have.
Absolutely not.
And you know what a big excuse you will hear a lot of times? Well, it's the dog days of summer. We got to conserve energy. It's nonsense. You're getting paid a fortune.
Right.
Go out there and play like it. I thought you were going to get on Pete for the comments before the game.
No, I didn't hear the comments. Now, somebody said, I think it was Pete was talking about this. They asked him about the contract. Is that what it was before the game? What did they ask him about?
So I didn't hear the question. I saw his answer.
Right.
And his answer was, and I'm paraphrasing, maybe Peter, maybe Eddie, can you see if it's in there in the pregame?
What exactly was the question? Do we know what the question was?
Again, I don't know the question.
Okay.
But it was about, it had something to do with his season, his numbers, and I guess the looming free agency. And I'm paraphrasing, unless Eddie can find it. If not, maybe Peter can find it for us. It was essentially him saying that he is on pace for 40 home runs, he's an all-star this year, and that he's comfortable with his season, basically, and he's looking forward to the stretch run.
Is he kidding? First of all, he's got 23 home runs. How many games he got left? 50 games?
50, I think
he got
50. He's not on pace for 40.
No way.
He's on pace for 34, 35.
Right, that's it, if he gets to that. Because, you know, he has not had a good year.
He hasn't.
He's only got 57, 58 RBIs, whatever it is. I mean, Pete, who are you kidding?
All right, Al's actually
59 RBIs.
Al has the clip.
Let me hear it. Let's
hear
it, Al.
The numbers are not quite where they usually are. Just, is there anything you can put a finger on of why you haven't fully been able to come around, do you think?
I think I'm in a position where, I mean, I'm on pace for close to 40 homers. I'm an all-star, I was an all-star this year, so I think that, to beat myself up or be frustrated, it's really no use. And I'm really excited for the end of the year where we get to play winning baseball. So I'm really excited. I'm happy with what I've accomplished this year so far, and I think that there's definitely going to be some opportunities that I'm looking forward to capitalizing on.
All right. Some of that I agree with for sure. There's no question. You're going to have opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Looking forward to winning baseball.
Right. Yep.
Not going to think too hard about it. Beat myself. I agree with all of that. But what he doesn't need to say is tell you he's on pace for close to 40 home runs.
He's having a good year. He's telling you he's having a good year. That's the problem. He's not having a good year.
He is on pace for 30. And I'm looking at the numbers. If I'm doing the math right.
Go ahead.
He's on pace for between 33 and 34 home runs.
Right.
And 90 RBIs.
Yeah. Which is a decent year.
It's okay.
But still, it's a guy hits 40 every year. You know?
Correct. And it's also
120 RBIs last year?
It's also the eye test, Joe.
Yeah,
that's the one thing, too. You can look, and I said this to you yesterday. I said to you yesterday, at the end of the day, at the end of the season, Alonso is going to finish with 35 and close to 100 RBIs.
Right, you did say that.
On paper, it looks fine. Great? No. Bad? No. Somewhere in the middle, mediocre for him. Maybe not for somebody else. For him, it's mediocre. For Judge, it would be a horrific season.
Mm-hmm.
To sit there and think that is going to get you a gigantic raise as you're getting older, you're kidding yourself. And also to think you've had a good season, yeah, the numbers might look okay, but now let's look and see how he performed in a lot of big spots this season and why this team is winning and where he falls on that list. And I like Pete. I actually
Mets. I want him back, of course.
Yes, I think if there's anybody you want to be a career lifelong Met like a David Wright, you want Pete Alonso to start. And I agree with all of that. However, he has really hurt himself in terms of what he is worth given this season and his impact on this team this season. And I don't know. I got beat up on social media yesterday for saying the exact same thing yesterday. I don't know how you can argue it if you're watching every day.
No. No, Pete has not had a good year. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, you can say whatever you want about the numbers. I mean, I'm tired of watching Pete fish at these pitches 10 feet outside. I mean, it makes me crazy. It absolutely does. He hasn't hit with runners in scoring. He's under 200 with runners in scoring position.
I'm aware.
I mean, can we get a big hit? He's had. He has not had any protracted run where he's hitting a bunch of home runs like in a week. Mm-hmm. You know, we haven't seen that at all from him.
Now, that's the one thing that'll make the numbers look better, too. If he does, let's say mid-August.
Well, he's due, I'll tell you that.
Right. He has one of these weeks where he carries the team and has eight home runs and, you know, seven or eight games, and all of a sudden those numbers are going to look better. But again, if you're watching all season long, it's been so inconsistent. You know what he reminds me of? Do you remember when A-Rod was with the Yankees, and he would go through these stretches where he is chewing the gum like he's trying to gnaw through wood because he looks so tense and stressed out.
Right, right.
And he went through the one stretch where he couldn't buy a hit. And I think they were playing, I have to remember, I have to look this up. I want to say it was a day game. Well, it was a day game because I remember driving in the car hearing it. It was a day game against the Braves at the stadium, where I think A-Rod hit the game-winning home run, and it snapped this huge stretch of just nothingness. And it was like the weight was lifted off his shoulders. I feel like when I'm watching Pete, he looks like he's thinking too much. He looks like he's gripping the bat too tight. And the moment, for whatever reason, seems to have been this season. I'm not talking about anything else. This season looks like it's been too big for him.
Well, I think, you know, I think he's the contract is weighing on his mind. I mean, I think that's exactly what the problem is. Because most guys, I mean, you know, Aaron Judge 2 years ago was walk year. The guy hit 62 home runs, you know. And most of the time with guys on their walk year, they have big years.
Yeah, they
More often than not, they have big years. That has not been the case for Alonso, and I think he's really pressing because of the contract.
Yeah.
That's me.
It's hard to argue with that. And it brings to, you know, you mentioned Soto yesterday, and I do agree with you. If the Mets take this big run at Soto, and if
they got to sign him. They got to sign him.
Ended up landing Soto.
Yes.
I do think that you would see exit door left for Alonso.
Yes.
And I don't think you would have an upset fan base like you would have had. You know, when this conversation came up in March and April, the Met fans were furious. I think watching the season play out the way it has, and if they landed Soto, all of a sudden it's like, you know what? We loved you. Good luck.
Well, if they land Soto, they're not paying Pete. Oh, let's be honest. That's not happening. I mean, unless Pete says, I'm going to take this massive discount, and that's not happening either.
Well, it's a massive discount. Like, I don't think paying.
Well, let's
he already
say,
turned down 22 a year.
Okay.
Well, and he's had a bad season.
Well, let's say we talked about this yesterday. Soto's going to get somewhere near $50 million a year, right? Would you agree with that? Somewhere.
I suppose.
45?
Here's the reason why I don't
know. He's 25 years old.
I know how old he is. I got to tell you, I got to think the Dodgers
he's better
are
than Alonso.
If the Dodgers are off the table, they have to be off the table.
Oh, please.
Can't they be?
Please.
Well, but
there should be a rule that the Dodgers can't get anybody else. You got Ohtani, you got Betts, you got Freeman, you're done.
The only team that would concern me in terms of what you just said,
right?
50, I mean, hell, I've seen even some people say $60 million here, which is nuts to me, but okay.
60.
Would be the San Francisco Giants just because of what they tried doing with Judge last year, swung and missed.
Right.
I know they got Snell on the cheap, but they have swung and missed on some free agents.
Right, right.
I could see the Giants taking a huge run at Juan Soto. Other than that, I think it's the Yankees and the Mets.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what other team would be in play.
Nobody should outbid Stevie, and nobody should, right?
I don't disagree with that, but when's enough enough? He's a great player. I'm not saying he's not, but right now, if I asked you to pick a World Series champion, you taking the Yankees right now?
No.
Okay, they got Juan Soto and Aaron Judge.
No, I understand that, but it seems like that's all they have. I know they're playing a lot better lately. Look, they won whatever it is, 7 out of 8, whatever it is, they play tonight. They should take care of the Angels, you would think. But no, right now you're asking me at a World Series team? I don't see it.
Right now, I agree with you. And yet this is a team that's got Soto, Judge, you've got Garrett Cole, Carlos Rodon. I mean, just to start there, you've got four pretty high-profile players, and we're sitting here in the middle of August saying, don't think so. So I know you want...
Then again, who knew Arizona and Texas were in the World Series last year? You know?
Okay, but this goes to show it's not about spending $1 billion either.
No,
the Dodgers have done that for a decade. They've got one lousy... Yep. Now they're in the playoffs
every
year.
And it was in 2020. It was in the COVID in the pandemic year as well. Year. Right.
They've won nothing with all this money they've spent. Like, there's something about spending it... you got to go and get a big guy once in a while. I agree with that. And if you can get Soto for the right price, all for it. But if you're telling me that Soto's got a $600 million offer from the Giants, you really want Steve Cohen saying, screw it, I'll give you $700 million. I mean, at some point, it becomes stupid.
No, but look, I mean, still, well, look, again, if they don't get Soto to Mets, you got to keep Alonso in my mind.
Agreed.
Okay? If you sign Soto, you can let Alonso walk. That's where I'm at right now.
I completely agree. All right, we're just getting started. 617 on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We've got a lot to do today. At some point this morning, I promise, and you guys can't forget to remind me, it's going to come up maybe in the 8 o'clock hour, but I now know that Al Dukes is not yet to have spent 50% of his life. You have not lived 50% of your life, and I have proof for that coming up this morning.
You're going to live over to be over 100, Al? Is that the deal?
I have him at least 109 right now.
109?
And I will explain.
What's the record?
I will explain. Well,
does anybody know what the record is for life?
I would guess it's like 120-something.
Is it that high?
Yeah.
I will. I promise you, I will explain later this morning with proof.
I won't
as
make
crazy
that
as that
Ed,
seems
Ed,
to sound.
I won't be threatening.
I never
that.
Said you would, actually. No disrespect.
No, that's
fine. I mentioned one guy and one guy only. When we come back, CeeLo's on his way to California. Good luck with that. We have got Peter Schwartz, and we've got you, 888-808-1019. It is Joe and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
Well, the late, great Christine McVie. She was great. Stevie Nicks gets all the, you know, all the hoopla. Christine was phenomenal. I mean, you know, she goes back before Nicks and Buckingham got there, and they became a commercial success with Bob Welch was there and all. A lot of good stuff.
I will tell you, this is going to sound crazy, because as we come to you live, the Ford Tough Studio, Joe and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo. I know there's a lot of them out there. A music podcast with you two would be outstanding.
Oh, with Al
and Al, yeah.
Oh, I'm a big music guy, Al.
Yeah.
I sing, too, by the way. I try, anyway.
I've heard, yeah.
I try. I mean, some stuff I can pull off. There's some things
you
I can
pull
can
off
do.
Sinatra.
Sinatra I can do. Yeah. Some of that kind of stuff I can do.
What, Elvis?
Do Elvis? Nah, I don't think so. One night with you is what I'm now praying for. These things that we two could plan would make my dreams come true. Always lived, never quite right. I was never do no wrong. All I know is life without you. Been too lonely too long. All right, I'm trying.
That's not terrible.
That's a great good. Song, One Night With
pretty
You.
Pretty good. Not bad.
The great Elvis Presley.
We've got the voice of Long Island sports with us this morning, as CeeLo is not here.
Can I bring this up with Pete? Now, yeah. I learned so many things about you this morning that I had no idea about. Okay, first of all, the fact that you do a show from the Long Island airport.
Yeah. That MacArthur, is that where it is?
Yes,
MacArthur Airport. And you do a show?
It's a radio show. It's also streamed on YouTube and Facebook.
Every day?
Every morning at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. So you leave here. Well, how do you do it today? You can't do it.
Well, I taped it yesterday.
Oh, you taped it yesterday. And,
yeah.
And then I found out, this is even more interesting.
Yeah.
You are the PA announcer for MacArthur Airport?
No, I'm not the PA announcer.
Didn't you just say that?
Who told you that?
Jerry, didn't you say this, Jer?
I might have embellished a little bit.
I bought it too.
Hook, line, and sinker, them two as well inside. here's what's nuts, though. Right. It's not a crazy thought.
No, well, listen.
No, it is not crazy.
That if it fits true. Into my schedule, why would
you do it? Like the PA announcer at like LaGuardia or, you know, JFK, whatever they call that now, or Newark.
Yeah. No.
Still JFK, right?
By the way, I just put a thought in your head now. Get on the horn and call MacArthur.
Nah, I don't really have time for that in my life right now. No.
What are you talking about? You do all sorts of weird things.
You're a multifaceted dude, Pete.
I try to be versatile. Versatile. I call it versatile, yes.
Versatile.
But I don't know if that's the type of announcing position I would be interested in. But you know what? I'm willing to talk.
It pays $95,000 a year.
Where do I sign? Where do I sign up?
90, now you're interested.
90, yeah. 95. Is that really what they pay for that?
I just threw that out 90, there. I don't know.
The red zone. The red zone is for the immediate loading and unloading of passengers only.
You know, you're making more money than here. That's for sure.
Not a surprise.
No.
Not at all.
Funny. We are brought to you by the Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. And this report also brought to you by Jack Pocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. We will begin in St. Louis. A terrific start from Sean Manaea.
2-2 the count. Manaea looking for strikeout number 10. He's ready to go. And the pitch. Oh, the outside corner, a called strike 3. Double-digit strikeouts for the second consecutive game for Sean Manaea, and there's two away.
He was outstanding yesterday. Yep. Pat McCarthy on WCBS 880. Mets over the Cardinals 6-0 in a makeup game yesterday in St. Louis. Sean Manaea, 7 strong innings, 6 hits, 10 strikeouts, did not walk a batter. Manager Carlos Mendoza said Manaea was outstanding.
What an outing. Now back-to-back, you know, the way he dominated that lineup, pretty good lineup there. Complete control of the game. The fastball, the sweeper, he's attacking hitters, getting ahead, putting them away. We need to, you know, the fastball at the top of the zone, the two-seam, I mean, everything.
The thing you like the most, honest, I mean,
I love this guy, by the way.
The shutout, of course, and the strikeouts.
Mendoza.
but the lack of the walks.
Yeah.
He's only walked just, one guy in two starts.
Like, what a way to watch a game, too. Yeah, and you control the game. You're not hurt. Yeah. That was the issue. Quintana didn't have it the other day, and one of his biggest problems is walking the ballpark. You're constantly putting yourself into stressful situations. And while he had guys on base, he gave up several hits yesterday. He didn't hurt himself with the four-pitch walks, which was great.
Ace material.
Yeah, it was great.
That's what he's material.
Been. Yeah. Jeff McNeil had his 10th home run. Mets a game and a half back of the Padres.
By the way, can I throw this out? Could you? I could not believe this yet. I know he played there for a while. But Harrison Bader, he comes up to the
the ovation?
Oh, he gets like a standing ovation in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Made a lot of big plays for them.
Well, he's a good player. I mean, he's been terrific for the Mets.
I didn't want the Yankees to get rid of him, but he was always hurt.
He was always hurt for the Yankees.
He was always hurt. Yeah. But he was a good player. He had a good playoff for them 2 years ago. So.
He did. He's the only guy that hit.
Right.
Everybody else didn't do anything. He was the one who kept hitting home runs, keeping in the games. Mets a game and a half back of the Padres for the third and final National League wildcard spot. I know you talked about this in the first segment. You played the whole Alonso sound from yesterday, right? All right, so Pete Alonso moved down to fifth in the Mets batting order last night before the game. Alonso raising some eyebrows with these comments about his season so far.
I mean, I'm on pace for close to 40 homers. I'm an all-star, so I think, or I was an all-star this year, so I think that, I mean, to beat myself up or be frustrated, it's really no use, and I'm really excited for the end of the year where we get to play winning baseball. So really excited. I'm happy with what I've accomplished this year so far, and I think that there's definitely going to be some opportunities that I'm looking forward to capitalizing on.
Not exactly what you want to hear from him is...
Some you do, some you don't.
Right. Some things, yeah. But it certainly sounds like he's got one foot out the door.
I will never forget. This is kind of similar. So we were in... This is a number of years. In fact, this was the last game that Willie Randolph ever managed for the Mets. It was in Anaheim. It was myself,
Gio. That's when you went on the trip.
Me, Gio, and Evan, all right? We stayed in, like, Beverly Hills or wherever we stayed. We paid. We all slept in the same room in a hotel. It was unbelievable. You know, $20 for eggs in the morning, bacon and eggs.
Is that the trip, as an aside, that Gio always says that you guys paid your own way there, and then when you came on to do the show, your first show, you had to mention Delta as a sponsor of your trip?
Yes. We paid our own way.
You flipped out because you had to pay for your own airfare, and then Delta sponsored your trip out there.
Right. But anyway, so we're out there in Anaheim, right? And we'll get to the Willie Randolph thing. But we go down on the field, and David Wright's there. And I knew David a little bit. And I go up to David. Boy, David, you're having a terrific year. You got 50 RBIs. He goes, 51. I will never forget that. Mm. I'm like, that blew me away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that he was really? So in tune with it?
No, but I mean, come on. Don't you think that's terrible? I thought it was terrible.
No, why should you not know what your stats are?
Come on.
I don't know that it's terrible. I get what you're saying. That it's terrible.
It kind of bothers me.
He didn't have to correct you, but I'm not surprised that he knew how many stats, how many RBIs.
He could have just said, I'm having a nice year or whatever, but he had to make sure he gave me that extra RBI.
Right.
So
he wanted credit for it.
And then the next day, then overnight, Willie gets fired. The Mets actually won that game, and I will never forget. It's like 5 o'clock in the morning in California, and my cell phone's blowing up. From New York, that Randolph got fined. Yeah. And I'll never forget this. And I love Jay Horowitz. Jay's the best. He's great. He got me Daryl on the show when Daryl's number got retired and all. You know, it was great, great by Jay. But Jay actually thought that we knew that he was going to get fired, and that's why we were out there. I said, what, are you kidding me? Come on, Jay.
How about that?
Yeah, I swear to God.
You know who became a star that night? It was Burkhart.
Burkhart,
because he stayed up all night with the live coverage on SNY.
Burkhart was great when he was doing that with the Mets.
He stayed up all night with that. By the way, Gelbs has done a good job on the play-by-play with Gary not there.
Gelbs, yeah. Well, the good news about that is that you're not hearing Gary, basically tell you everything about the world that you didn't know, because there's nobody smarter than Gary. So that's...
Oh, God. Please.
I guess not a thing. Believe me, if you watch every Met game like I do on SNY, please, nobody is smarter than Gary Collins.
I guess Joe does not have the Gary, Keith, and Ron bobblehead collection. No.
I would have a Ron and Keith bobblehead in Met uniforms. I would definitely have that. But no, I do not. Now, I'm not saying he's not a great announcer. I love that, he's a very good announcer for my team, but, he's the smartest guy in the room. He's actually smarter than Mike.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Mets and Rockies in Denver tonight. Coverage on WCBS 880 at 8 o'clock. Yankees were off last night. They'll play the Angels in the Bronx tonight. Now to Los Angeles, Dodger fans welcoming back Freddie Freeman.
When you're crying on a Major League Baseball field, it's really hard to hit a pitch coming, but I can't express the gratitude that the fans have showed Chelsea and I and my family over the last 9 days. And, you know, it doesn't surprise me that these fans did this tonight. But what a win. I'm happy to be back. Good things are ahead.
That was Freeman on MLB Network. He went 1-for-4 in his return after missing 8 games to be with his ailing 3-year-old son. Freddie Freeman and the Dodgers beating the Phillies 5-3, 1-for-4 in the game. That was actually pretty emotional watching that, watching that. It was almost a minute of a standing ovation, really heartfelt.
I will have some thoughts on that after your after the break.
What's the issue with his son? Do we know?
His son's surgery. got a rare ailment, and he had to be away for 8 days. They, you know, he had to go in the son went in the surgery in the hospital, and then finally the son came back home and he was able to return last night. So all the best to the Freeman family. The White Sox losing their 21st straight game, falling to the A's last night 5-1. That ties the American League record.
All right, we set the over under at 3,500 fans, remember?
Yeah.
What do we think? Over or under, Eddie?
I'm gonna go under.
Under. Al.
I'll go under as well.
I'm going the over. They wanted to see some history.
Yeah, I think I'm with Pete. I think over just to see if the White Sox would lose again.
So I will tell you that if you watch the highlights, it looks like it's way under. But the official box score of paid tickets is 4,900.
All right. So
it was over.
Barely.
Barely. But, God, less than 5,000 people.
Well, there is some. I mean, look, I mean, the more they lose, I mean, the more they become like
a story.
A big story.
Yeah. Well, unless you're the fan of that team.
Well, I remember White Sox fan,
Remember when the Nets were playing in Newark and they got out to that horrific start?
The one year they won 9 games or something like that? 9 or 10 games?
And they lost like 20-something in a row. Right, and I remember Craig every morning would be like, lose spectacularly. I'm like, no, I don't want them to keep losing. Win a damn game.
Right.
So I agree, outside looking in, it's funny, ha ha ha.
You got to remember.
Be historic. But if you're a White Sox fan, it's embarrassing.
You got to remember, I saw the 62 Mets. Now I was 9 years old.
Are you proud of that?
No, you're not. What they were in that era, you know, they had all these aging veteran guys on the team, you know, Gil Hodges, Richie Ashburn, these are the kind of guys that were on the team.
You want to be known as the worst team in all of baseball.
Well, the White Sox look like they're going to wipe it out.
Yeah. And don't you want to see that happen as a Mets fan?
Now I do. Okay. I think when I was a kid, you know, I was 9 years old, you know, it was just this new team. It didn't really bother me that much. But now that I'm, you know, all these years later, let's get rid of that record.
I agree.
Now to football, some fisticuffs at the Giants combined practice with the Lions yesterday. Giants linebacker Brian Burns, not shocked this happened.
No, that's just camp. That's just a hot day, you know. Tempers start to flare when it's hot. You're tired and you got people hitting you, so that's just what happens.
How about this? Quarterback Daniel Jones jumping in when Giants center Greg Van Roten was pinned to the ground by a Lions player.
Situation happens like that. Try to stand up for your guys, but thought it was good competitive practice all day today, and we made some plays and did some good things. There's some things we need to shore up for sure, but it's good, you know, good intensity and competitive spirit today.
I have some questions.
I would not want Aaron Rodgers jumping into the scrum. I mean, what are you kidding me?
I can understand.
Come on.
This gives you points with your teammates, though.
Yes, but the coaches had to be literally.
What are you doing?
Crazy yesterday.
Especially a guy like Jones, he's hurt all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, are you kidding me?
You can't be jumping.
He's being a man, Joe.
Well, look, I get that.
He's a football player.
I mean, I wouldn't. If Aaron Rodgers jumped into some scrum, Carolina? Is that who they're doing the scrimmage?
No, Washington.
Washington. Okay,
yeah.
Washington.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Do I want him jumping in? I mean, I don't want that.
How about a preseason game Saturday at noon?
Yeah. Well, we went from always having these night games to now we got games all over
the
place.
Where is that game? Here?
Here, yeah.
You're playing in Washington?
$5 to get in on Saturday.
Well, that's what it should be. You going? Is it really $5?
No,
$5?
I'm not going.
Is it really?
$5 on that, secondary market. I saw $5
but
yesterday.
But isn't that part of the package for the season ticket holders?
Yeah, people just want to get rid of the tickets.
Correct.
I saw on the secondary market $5.
I saw one ad yesterday for the Giants are home. They're home Thursday.
Thursday night, yeah.
I saw someone trying to sell a part. It was a little package they were selling. Clearly, they're season ticket holders. 4 tickets, 40-yard line, mezzanine, and a parking pass. They were trying to sell it for $45. Like, Okay. Like, I would go to that if
right,
I could.
Right.
Like, what the hell? You go for a you tailgate, you go for a half, you go home.
The only good preseason game to go to is the Jet-Giant game, because at least, like, by that point, the starters are playing into the third quarter.
Preseason football is like non-alcoholic beer.
Yeah.
What is the point?
I know.
Right, Jerry? Would you agree with that?
No, I'll have a thought on that coming up at 7 o'clock.
let's get to the gym. Well, you have a lot of thoughts today.
You really
huh?
do. I wrote all of them. No, I understand.
We got to show Boomer, and by 6:07, we've covered everything.
As far as the Jets go, still no Hassan Reddick at training camp. He continues to get fined. Head coach Robert Saleh thought the Reddick trade was a good one, but...
I guess it doesn't matter what I thought at the time, you know, but reality is he's not here, but there are, like I said, a bunch of guys who are working their tails off.
And the Jets do begin the preseason Saturday against
the
Commanders.
And you know it's going to happen. Reddick's going to basically sit out almost the entire camp. Going to come back for the opener, and by week two, he'll be hurt. By week two, he'll be injured.
I got news for you, Joe. I wouldn't give him a contract. Like, what do you owe him?
They owe him nothing. He agreed to come here.
You gave up a conditional third or fourth. I know picks are valuable. It's a conditional third or fourth round pick. I don't know what the conditions are.
Right.
I'll tell you this. He doesn't play at all. It ain't going to be worth anything.
No, probably.
Think. And who's this guy? He's a nice player. Yeah. He's really not good. Reggie White.
But someone got into his ear, because it certainly sounded like when they made the trade, he had all intentions of coming into camp, and somebody got into his ear.
I wouldn't give him
one more dollar.
I couldn't agree with you more.
So, by the way, also, reaction continues to come in from around the NFL about the new kickoff rule. Yesterday, Rams head coach Sean McVay weighing in on it.
Yeah, it just feels weird. I mean, it doesn't look like anything that has been anything I've been familiar with football. And I know the intent is right, and we'll try to figure it out. And I know everybody that's been involved in that has their intentions in the right place. But it's a very foreign looking play, and
it looks like arena. It looks like arena football.
It really does.
It came from the XFL and the USFL, so that's where it started.
You got to explain this rule to me. Because
I don't get it.
I tried yesterday.
Do you get it though? Do you absolutely get it, Jer?
I understand what they're trying to do.
I don't like it either. They're trying to keep the kickoff
and make it a relevant play while also minimizing injury. I don't know that it works. I think it looks weird.
Just play.
If you're going to do that, just put the ball on the damn 25-yard line.
If we're so worried
about
injuries in football, then you know what? Stop playing touch, because it's a joke. Because injuries are going to happen in football no matter what you try to do to prevent them. And it is ridiculous.
But can I tell you something?
No, wait a minute.
Yeah.
And part of the beauty of this game, and you could say whatever you want, is the violent aspect of it. Who the hell is Roger Goodell kidding?
Let's be honest. You can get hurt playing any sport.
Of course.
My son was in a Little League baseball game a few years ago, and the pitcher on his team, pop-up, goes up in the air. And he goes off the mound, and the pitcher, he misses it and hits the guy right in the nose.
Right.
And he gets hurt, has to get taken to the hospital because he broke his nose. Right? That happened in a pop-up in baseball.
Of course.
Flag football. My son was playing in a flag football game years ago. A player broke his collarbone playing a flag football game. It happens.
You know the worst?
You're tied to your bed playing Xbox all day.
Look, Pete, and the worst part is it's all for show. It's all show. It's all nonsense.
Yeah.
It's all for show. That's all it is.
When we come back, we will get to the football at 7, I promise. Some thoughts on Freddie Freeman. Good job.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll see you next hour.
Great, Pete.
And also,
let
we'll
me
get
know
your
how
calls.
Much your son makes from NIL, okay?
You want to help him? You want to help him get some money? Because now we're looking
Maybe
for places in Connecticut.
Can sponsor him.
Never know. Maybe we could.
Never know.
We'll have to work that out, Pete.
888-808-1019 is the number. Joe and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
It's the morning show with Boomer and Geo.
Hi, 10 in front of 7. It is the Boomer and Geo program. Joe and Jerry.
Led Zeppelin here. Full in the rain.
The boys. We'll be back on Monday.
The great Robert Plant.
I'm telling you, the podcast would be great between
you. Ready to go? You into Zeppelin, Al?
I do like Zeppelin,
you
yeah.
You do? Okay.
I like the later stuff, though, like the very early Zeppelin. Like, I love this Zeppelin, which
You're
I know.
You're talking about, you mean the late, you mean the early stuff.
No, yeah, I prefer like this 1980s Zeppelin.
Oh, okay.
Which
okay,
I know
so
the
you're
Zeppelin.
Not into like the, you know, the Zeppelin 1, Zeppelin 2, you know, the
too bluesy.
Stairway to Heaven album.
Yeah, it's too bluesy for
the
me.
The best album, to me, the best album by is Houses of the Holy.
I agree with that.
That is the rain song, Over the Hills and Far Away, The Ocean. Oh, my, tremendous album. Diamaker, I think it's Jamaica. Isn't that how you say it?
Yeah, that's how I heard that
Jamaica.
Jamaica. Right?
Got to pop that on later.
All right?
I hear a podcast coming.
Do you hear that coming?
I do.
Dancing Days.
I do.
Dancing Days is on that,
too. I've always said...
That's a tremendous album.
Your musical knowledge from knowing you for 30 years now, which is crazy, is pretty damn impressive. But I've also said Al is, I mean, just listening to him talk about
great.
The music from the 70s and the 80s is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's
so
great,
it's
Al.
Almost like you bridge the gap, the 60s right through the 90s and into the
2000s. Well, I'm into 50s stuff, too. I know that.
But
my wife
just
gets delirious sometimes when I start singing 50s songs.
Going back with you, though, I mean, the 70s and the 60s was huge with you. And I do know that. So that's why you and Al would be pretty damn good together.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to work on that, Al.
No, it's things so with podcasts you're not allowed to play music.
Oh, you can't. So we wouldn't be able to play it.
No,
you just got to talk about it, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, I had no idea. And yet you can do it on the radio, no problem.
Yeah, because the radio pays the fees every year.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah,
okay,
that's all the artist
fees. Because you can only play certain maybe a minute of the song,
60 seconds, right?
Approximately.
Okay.
TV has their own list of artists that we're not allowed to play.
That I know. Well aware. I would have thought Led Zeppelin would have been on that list.
No, they're good.
They're good.
But Elvis is on the list, Sinatra.
Yeah, no, I know.
Beatles, Stones.
I know. That's why they play the Beatles in the 5 o'clock hour if you do, or McMonagle does it overnight. That is very true. All right, so maybe come into a podcast near you. Stay tuned. There was the thing about Freddie Freeman and his son before the break, and he got the standing ovation. I know he's been out and everything. And, you know, it's somewhat personal to me, and I never really talk about it, but I kind of figure 4 years has gone by, so what the hell? Just putting in perspective the reaction he got last night at what it must be like. So in March of 2020, my older son Matthew wound up having a seizure while we were working at home. We were all at home. Eddie was the only one that was here during the pandemic.
How old was he then?
He was 16.
Okay.
And it happened during one of our shows. I think I was set for like the 9:25 update, if I remember correctly. And during the break, you hear these crazy noises coming from his bedroom, which did not make sense to me. And I went up, and I had never seen anybody have a seizure before and had no idea what the hell was going on with him. When I walked into his room. Now, granted, you got to think about the time, too, the pandemic. There was a lot of uncertainty in the world, and everything was just crazy.
Yep.
I'll make a long story short. He ends up at the ER. Keep in mind, pandemic, only one parent could go with him. So I'm stuck home. My wife takes him. The emergency room doctor tells my wife that he's got brain cancer, which was just the most jarring thing you could hear.
You think?
6 hours later, we end up at a pediatric hospital that they rushed him down to. And Dr. Sultan was his name, and he still sees him. You never want bad news. We already had it. We were hoping for good news from him. So while all the doctors, there was a team of doctors that were looking at him, this doctor comes in and says, Mr. and Mrs. Recco, I need to talk to you in private. Now you're thinking, this can't be.
Right, right.
Long story short, he wanted to show us the scans, and he tells us it was a benign tumor. Fast forward to September, where he winds up having, they cut his skull open. They have to take this, what turned out to be a much bigger tumor than they ever thought.
Wow.
This Dr. David Harder does it. Work was amazing. My wife's in the hospital with him. This was like a Wednesday for the surgery, a Thursday, whatever. And throughout the whole thing, between Chernoff, Boomer, Gio, Al, Eddie, like everybody you're with, really the only ones that knew. I've never really talked about it, other than maybe with Al on the podcast a little bit. In the subsequent years, great support from everybody you work with. So you get through it. Everything's been great. And then I see this stuff with Freddie Freeman.
How is he now? You
great.
No,
great.
No issues at all.
No.
Was he 20 years old now?
He'll be 20. Yeah, he'll be 20 in October.
And he can do everything.
Everything.
But that's great, Jim. I had no idea.
Well, it's private.
No,
and
I get
like
it.
Four years has gone by now. I'm more comfortable talking about it. I think he's even comfortable about it. But when you see these stories, so the surgery was on like a Wednesday or a Thursday, and I couldn't be there because of the pandemic other than I'd had going for, an hour, and that was it. So Joseph's team, the travel team I coached at the time, I guess they were 10. We had a game on that Friday night. My wife's like, go coach the game. I'm like, go coach the game. What are you also going to do, sit home? Like, you're right. And, it was amazing. Those kids knew what we were going through. Those little Hazelhawks gave everything. We won the game. Every parent came up to you. So in that little world, the support meant everything. Now imagine you're Freddie Freeman last night, and you walk into that stadium, and you have got 50,000 people that are standing up and cheering for you. And I can only imagine the well wishes he got on social media, everything he went through. It's just, for me, It's obviously, like I said, very personal. I was overwhelmed with the support I received in my tiny little circle and keeping it very private. I couldn't imagine what that feels like.
Wow.
I mean, think of that moment.
Yeah, sure.
And also knowing that I think his son is going to be okay and the surgery went well. I don't know. It was just, it touched me, as they say, when I saw it yesterday. Well, I mean, really keeping up on it all week.
Yeah, well, that's some story about your son, huh?
Yeah, it was crazy.
And thank God he's great now, huh?
It was, yeah, he's doing very well. But it
just came out of nowhere, huh?
Completely out of nowhere.
Wow.
That's why, not to add a commercial to this, but Al and I talk about Princeton Longevity Center all the time.
Right.
The idea that any of us have any idea what's going on inside our bodies. No idea. Unless you get yourself checked out, you could be a ticking time bomb. You have no idea.
No, it's true.
So scary stuff for sure, but certainly happy that and I think his son's 3.
Mm.
I mean, think about that.
No, yeah.
I mean, you're a parent. You understand.
Sure.
So very tough stuff.
Yeah,
so,
no doubt.
Just a little aside, a little perspective. Wow.
Great
as
about
always.
Your son, though. That's great news,
everything,
bro.
Everything great going news. Well. So knock on wood, we hope for continued health. We shall see. I'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll reset things. I want to get to the football with you.
Okay.
Because there is something that irks me is not the right way to put it. It questions a lot of what many think about preseason football. I'll say it that way. We'll do that at 7, and then why Al will live to be at least 112.
Oh, yeah, I got to hear this. It was 109, now we're up to 112 now?
No. What I said was he hasn't reached 50% of his life yet. I'm guaranteeing he will get to 112.
112.
With proof.
Okay.
I can back
you
this
feel
up.
Good? Al, you feel good about that?
There's no chance.
I will back this up. I promise you.
Well, you could really live fast and loose, Al.
He still has 5 more years of coming into New York City every day.
Well, that's true. I can't say anything about violence. I'm talking about his health.
Right.
We will get to that at some point this morning as well. It's Joe and Jerry. I was going to say, we're Boomer and Geo. Joe and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Don't go away.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, 10 in front of 7. It is the Boomer and Geo program. Joe and Jerry.
Led Zeppelin here. Full in the rain.
The boys who are back on Monday.
The great Robin Plant.
I'm telling you, the podcast would be great between
the two. You into Zeppelin, Al?
I do like Zeppelin,
You do? Okay.
I like the later stuff, though, like that very early Zeppelin. Like, I love this Zeppelin, which
you're
I
talking about, you mean the late, meaning early stuff?
No, yeah. You know, I prefer, like, this 1980s Zeppelin.
Oh, okay.
Which
okay,
I know
so you're
Zeppelin.
Not into, like, the, you know, the Zeppelin 1, Zeppelin 2, you know, the Stairway to Heaven album.
Yeah, it's too bluesy for
the
me.
The best album, to me, the best album by is Houses of the Holy.
I agree with that.
That is a the rain song, Over the Hills and Far Away, The Ocean. Oh, my, tremendous album. Diamaker, I think it's Jamaica. Isn't that how you say it?
Yeah, that's how I heard that
Jamaica,
pronounced. Jamaica.
Right? Got to pop that on later, all right?
I hear a podcast coming.
Do you hear that coming?
I do.
Dancing Days.
I do.
Dancing Days is on
I've
that
always
too.
Said...
That's a tremendous album.
Your musical knowledge from knowing you for 30 years now, which is crazy, is pretty damn impressive. But I've also said Al is, I mean, just listening to him talk about
great.
The music from the 70s and the 80s is ridiculous.
Yeah, that's
so
great,
it's
Al.
Almost like you bridge the gap, the 60s right through the 90s and into the
2000s. Well, I'm into 50s stuff, too. I know that.
But
my wife
I just
gets
remember
delirious sometimes when I start singing 50s songs.
Going back with you, though, I mean, the 70s and the 60s was huge with you. And I do know that. So I thought you and Al would be pretty damn good together.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to work on that now.
No, it's think so with podcasts you're not allowed to play music.
Oh, you can't. So we wouldn't be able to play
no,
any of
that.
No,
you just got to talk about it, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea. And yet you can do it on the radio, no problem.
Yeah, because the radio pays the fees every year.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah,
okay,
that's all the
artist
fees.
Yeah, because you can only play certain maybe a minute of the song,
60 seconds, right?
Approximately, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I would. And TV has their own list of artists that we're not allowed to play.
That I know. Well aware. I would have thought Led Zeppelin would have been on that list.
No, they're good.
They're good.
But Elvis is on the list, Sinatra.
Yeah, no, I know.
Beatles, Stones.
I know. That's why I would play the Beatles in the 5 o'clock hour if you do, or McMonagle does it overnight. That is very true. All right, so maybe come into a podcast near you. Stay tuned. There was the thing about Freddie Freeman and his son before the break, and he got the standing ovation. I know he's been out and everything. And, you know, it's somewhat personal to me, and I never really talk about it, but I kind of figure 4 years has gone by, so what the hell? Just putting in perspective the reaction he got last night at what it must be like. So in March of 2020, my older son Matthew wound up having a seizure while we were working at home. We were all at home. Eddie was the only one that was here during
the
pandemic.
How old was he then?
He was 16.
Okay.
And it happened during one of our shows. I think I was set for like the 9:25 update, if I remember correctly. And during the break, you hear these crazy noises coming from his bedroom, which did not make sense to me. And I went up, and I had never seen anybody have a seizure before and had no idea what the hell was going on with him. When I walked into his room. Now, granted, you got to think about the time too, the pandemic. There was a lot of uncertainty in the world and everything was just
crazy. Yep.
I'll make a long story short. He ends up at the ER. Keep in mind, pandemic, only one parent could go with him. So I'm stuck home. My wife takes him. The emergency room doctor tells my wife that he's got brain cancer, which was just the most jarring thing you could hear.
You think?
6 hours later, we end up at a pediatric hospital that they rushed him down to. And Dr. Sultan was his name, and he still sees him. You know, you never want bad news. We already had it. We were hoping for good news from him. So while all the doctors, there was a team of doctors that were looking at him, this doctor comes in and says, Mr. and Mrs. Recco, I need to talk to you in private. Now you're thinking, this can't be.
Right, right.
Long story short, he wanted to show us the scans, and he tells us it was a benign tumor. Fast forward to September, where he winds up having, they cut his skull open. They have to take this, what turned out to be a much bigger tumor than they ever thought.
Wow.
This Dr. David Harder does it. Work was amazing. My wife's in the hospital with him. This was like a Wednesday for the surgery, a Thursday, whatever. And throughout the whole thing, between Chernoff, Boomer, Gio, Al, Eddie, like everybody you're with, really the only ones that knew. I've never really talked about it, other than maybe with Al on the podcast a little bit in the subsequent years. Great support from everybody you work with. So you get through it. Everything's been great. And then I see this stuff with Freddie Freeman.
How is he now?
Great.
No issues at all.
No.
Was he 20 years old now?
He'll be 20. Yeah, he'll be 20 in October.
And he can do everything.
Everything.
But that's great, Jim. I had no idea.
Well, it's private.
No, and I get
like
it. I get it.
4 years has gone by now. I'm more comfortable talking about it. I think he's even comfortable about it. But when you see these stories, so the surgery was on like a Wednesday or a Thursday, and I couldn't be there because of the pandemic other than I'd had going for, you know, an hour, and that was it. So Joseph's team, the travel team I coached at the time, I guess they were 10. We had a game on that Friday night. My wife's like, go coach the game. I'm like, go coach the game. What are you also going to do, sit home? Like, you're right. And, you know, it was amazing. Those kids knew what we were going through. Those little Hazlet Hawks gave everything. We won the game. Every parent came up to you. So in that little world, the support meant everything. Now imagine you're Freddie Freeman last night, and you walk into that stadium, and you have got 50,000 people that are standing up and cheering for you. And I can only imagine the well wishes he got on social media, everything he went through. It's just, for me, it's obviously, like I said, very personal. I was overwhelmed with the support I received in my tiny little circle and keeping it very private. I couldn't imagine what that feels like.
Wow.
I mean, think of that moment.
Yeah, sure.
And also knowing that I think his son is going to be okay and the surgery went well. I don't know. It was just, it touched me, as they say, when I saw it yesterday. Well, I mean, really keeping up on it all week.
Yeah, well, that's some story about your son, huh?
Yeah, it was crazy.
And thank God he's great now, huh?
He's doing very well. But it just came
out of nowhere, huh?
Completely out of nowhere.
Wow.
That's why, not to add a commercial to this, but Al and I talk about Princeton Longevity Center all the time.
Right.
The idea that any of us have any idea what's going on inside our bodies, no idea. Unless you get yourself checked out, you could be a ticking time bomb. You have no idea.
No, it's true.
So scary stuff for sure, but certainly happy that I think his son's 3.
Mm.
I mean, think about that.
No, yeah.
I mean, you're a parent. You understand.
Sure.
So very tough stuff.
Yeah,
so,
no doubt.
Just a little aside, a little perspective. Wow.
Great
as
about
always.
Your son, though. That's great news,
everything,
bro.
Everything great going news. Well. So knock on wood, we hope for continued health. We shall see. I'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll reset things. I want to get to the football with you.
Okay.
Because there is something that irks me is not the right way to put it. It questions a lot of what many think about preseason football. I'll say it that way. We'll do that at 7, and then why Al will live to be at least 112.
Oh, yeah, I got to hear this. It was 109, now we're up to 112 now?
No. What I said was he hasn't reached 50% of his life yet. I'm guaranteeing he will get to 112.
112.
With proof.
Okay.
I can back
Al, you
this
feel
up.
Good. Al, you feel good about that?
There's no chance.
I will back this up. I promise you.
Well, you could really live fast and loose, Al.
He still has 5 more years of coming into New York City every day.
Well, that's true. I can't say anything about violence. I'm talking about his health.
Right.
We will get to that at some point this morning as well. It's Joe and Jerry. As I say, we're Boomer and Geo. Joe and Jerry in for Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Don't go away.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.